Priya, we could make a honor to the past Prabhu, or 101, or both. Let's say, whatever. Something like, you know, Hare Krishna, so yes, another god brother has left the body on this world. And I just wanted to say a few words because I kind of missed or avoided much of the ceremonial functions there around his leaving, which may have led some to ask why. Is this some... Anyway, so I'll just tell you why, but also say a few words about the past Prabhu. Which, I mean, let's get it real here. I mean, I don't know how you see him, but to me and us, you know, we, from back then, he joined a couple of years after me. We were out there on Sankirtan. He's one of the guys. And this guy is the way he is, and I am the way I am, and you know, sometimes we function together, sometimes not, but can be mutual respect anyway, and some they don't respect anyone, and some do. We are just neophytes, all of us. And now, here we are today, I still consider myself pretty much a neophyte. And we have learned, and we move on. So anyway, one night late, I was really about to go to sleep. It rang on my door. Took some time, then I opened and there was no one there. I went to bed. Well, there was some kirtan in the temple room downstairs, so I realized that, oh, I guess the past left his body. But then I remembered the Tibetan Book of the Dead, the second book, I think. There was a story about a Tibetan monk, Lama, who died, a significant one. He left his body and all the disciples and other monks were around there chanting mantras or whatever they did. Except another senior monk. And they came and asked him, "Why are you not coming?" He said, "But you know, he's not there anymore. You just there with his body." So So I thought to be continued.